link is out.
Oh, you did the link already. Good man.
Yeah, I told you. Everything's done. Like I said to the boys last week, when I've got control of this link, it's quick.
When Ian's got control of it, it's a quick experience, isn't it, Ian?
So a lot of people have told me. 139 weeks, and here we are.
We don't miss a week here. 139. Coops, remember that. 139, not 39. 139.
39 for Coops.
I love it when Coop smiles like that. He's like, you little buggers.
I'm so embarrassed. I've just been talking at you guys and I've been muted the whole time. I'm so embarrassed.
Silver lining and all that.
No, we agreed. You made loads of sense, Coop.
Yeah,
honestly,
I'm so... Yeah.
It's the most sense you've made for the last 3 years.
Right, you. Because I missed out the jokes on the cold open about you always finishing quick. I had a really funny reply, but you wouldn't have been able to hear it.
That was like
Mate, I've been muted.
It took you 5
boys,
minutes to notice.
Check the footage. I'm literally like, boys, can you hear me? Boys, can you hear me? Hello? I thought it was my Wi-Fi.
That's like when we cut out. Oh, his Wi-Fi's died. And you're the, hello?
Genuinely.
Well, Lionel Richie.
Hello?
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 Is it
Coops's audio you're looking for?
But anyway, Ian, I was saying, you're not the only one that's heard that about finishing quick, so you're fine, mate.
The way I see it, the better you get at something, the quicker you can do it.
Exactly.
So, there you go. Yeah.
That's a great fantastic way of looking at it. I like that.
Oh, I love that. Hi there, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Incense Podcast. My name's Casual Coots. I did like a radio show.
So welcome to BBC Radio 4.
Yeah.
My name's Casual Coots, but I'm only a quarter of this beautiful podcast, so it's time to introduce the other three. Pokemon UK, Immortalful, and Masterful 27. Welcome to the 10 o'clock news. How are you gentlemen doing today?
This is the BBC Home Service.
I am doing very well, thank you, Casual.
I am here in Manchester at the Conservative Tory Party Conference.
Amazing. Did you like that style, that news reader?
No.
It doesn't suit you, no, man. Okay. I was expecting more Roadman. No. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Roadman, like, yeah.
Welcome in.
Yeah, well, why change what's worked for the last 3 years?
Five-star review or shanked.
Yeah, excellent, Ian. Excellent. I've already cracked loads of those jokes before, mate. But how is everyone? You look good.
I'm doing fantastically, man. We're just making mention earlier that it's the first time we've been back as a four in like 3-4 weeks. It's nice.
Yeah. It is big news. And next week, we'll be together as a four in Spain.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. We'll
be following Daxi around, but yeah. The three of us will be together.
Coops is doing his other job. Daxi has to have a shadow.
He's a
Coops is Daxi's bodyguard.
Okay. Enough. But yeah, that literally will
Sangria supplier.
I can do that.
Sangria,
oh, boys,
supplier.
I'm like, what is it? Bit of Timber Conde in Barcelona, bit of sangria. Oh, lovely.
Handling wood.
Wait, what?
Coops is good at that.
Yeah.
No, you're good at that. Don't. Why are you?
Oh, I'm brilliant at it.
Why are you coming for me again? Every week, you're always coming for me. What's going on? I thought you loved me. What's happening?
I do love you, but you just need a little bit of sass. You're like the ginger sheep.
It's an urban legend.
You just call me a ginger sheep. I actually hate you so much.
A ginger sheep.
You're the shiny Mareep.
The shiny Mareep of Croydon.
But anyway, Milo, how have your holidays? Because I know you've been away, haven't you, for a bit?
Yes. Greece 2 weeks ago was fantastic. And then unfortunately, I wasn't available for last week. There was no upload speed.
Well, there wasn't in Greece, let's face it.
Well, we made our way around the problems with a bit of Riverside tech support.
Well, Milo, the reason that I ask is because Ian did tell me before the show that he's got a little surprise for us. I've actually not heard this. I mean, obviously, because you wasn't here, we had the lovely Zubby Two Dots on last week.
I did listen, don't worry.
You're better than me. Mate, you've won better than me.
Ian,
what is this surprise that you've got for us, mate?
Well, yes, since Zoe mentioned that she would subliminally send the term shredded cheese out to the 7.8 billion, was it, Mark, of the world?
7.8
so our downloads have
billion,
gone up,
yeah.
Since I was last here.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mate, don't joke. Last week's episode is actually doing really well. Don't joke, it actually is.
Now, I did say if people sent us WhatsApp messages with the term shredded cheese, I'll put it into a montage, a compilation.
No
now,
way you've
not
done
many
that.
People did, and shout out to Del Hazard who did, but then retracted it before I could actually grab it to edit. Some people did send Flanders shredded cheese. So
let's do it.
Here's the little montage.
Shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese, mate.
Shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese.
Fromage râpé.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, there we go. So it wasn't all of the accents from all around the world, but we had about seven there, I think, six or
That's
seven.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks, listeners. Thanks brilliant. For delivering.
Yeah, we didn't want it too long, did we? That'd be embarrassing. It was like 30 minutes.
Coops were probably like the runtime. Like, right, great, we've got half hour in there.
Yeah.
The shredded cheese gave me inspiration, and I had a grilled cheese for my lunch earlier.
Do you know what I love about that? We always ask for WhatsApp messages every week and barely sort of scrape one for each week. Zoe comes on and we get like nine shredded cheeses.
Seriously.
Absolutely love it. Thank you very much for that, Ian. Appreciate you putting that together.
Thank you, listeners.
But of course, we're not here to talk about cheese. It is time for everybody.
Oi, you dirty dogs, drop your incense.
And
it's about time that was updated.
And the whole point of this is, if you only joined us now on episode 130-something, when this originally
Nine,
started...
I told you, bro.
No, 39, thank you. Okay, thank you, thank you.
He's a wind-up, he is.
he is, isn't he, Mark? Is he all right? Is he good?
No, I thought you would be the
one. Oh, me?
You knew what Thanks, number Marky. It was. You just went, 100. Could you know what number it is, you wind-up?
No, don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. But yeah, the whole reason... We actually started this podcast, and the whole point was to listen to us out on the go. Yeah, so drop down your incense, plug in your headphones, tag us on Twitter or any of our social media accounts, which just going to be at Incense Podcast. If you do manage to get any shinies, we let the hundos go as well. Any hundos, of course. And of course, tag us so we can find you using the hashtag shinies of the week.
Clarify the spelling.
Of course I will. Speaking of Dax, of course I will, mate. I've just gone red. I've just gone bright red. Hashtag shinieswetheweek. And of course, the reason for you using this hashtag is so we can find you when we're searching for the tweets or we're searching for the bits on Instagram, etc., etc. So shout you out at the end of the show, my favourite segment, which is going to be the shinies of the week. Let's keep things rolling.
And now, children, it's time for Getting to Know You with the Incensed Podcast.
Right now, gents, I'll be honest. I thought this was a really good question, but let's keep it clean. Yeah, let's be nice, not naughty.
I read that and I could have envisioned your answer, Coops.
So, the question for you all today, if you could start a rumour about yourself, what would it be and why? Who wants to go first?
Yeah, Coops, I'm not sharing your sentiment. It's a bit of a weird one. I don't know. My sort of context, a rumour is typically negative from what I've ever experienced. It's usually a negative thing
that
spreads like wildfire. So trying to start one that's positive about you, you're like, well, where do you go with this?
Okay, wait, let me change the question then. If you could start a complimentary rumour about yourself, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's a great question, isn't it?
Do you know what, yeah? Why do you not? You not slag my questions off all the time. Do you know that? I'm going to stop doing it.
There's your poll mark tonight. Is Coops' interview question any good? Yes or no?
Yeah. If I could start a rumour about myself, it would be that I actually read the question a lot earlier in the day, not just now, when I'm frantically trying to think of an answer.
Earlier in the day, what, 3 o'clock?
It was earlier than that.
If I could start a rumour about myself, it would be that actually I am a beer connoisseur and I actually write professionally about ales and microbreweries and lagers and beers. And I've got a strong following on Untappd, which is a great platform for rating anything beer-wise. And the reason I do that was it would mean that I would get complimentary beers all the time. It would mean that I would get to festivals and I wouldn't ever have to worry about beer tokens. They're always overly inflated at these events. Only joking, I love real ale. And it would just be great, just people talking to me about ale and beer and that. It'd be fantastic. And I might be able to start a second YouTube channel off the back of it.
Maybe.
No, not the latter. But no, yeah, that's what I'd like to. So that'd be my positive, what was the question?
complimentary. we went with complimentary.
Complimentary room about myself. Yeah. There we go, mate. Yeah, that's mine, buddy.
We'll call you 27 kegs.
27 kegs?
27 kegs? That's the
the YouTube channel name, that is.
So what about you, Milo, Matt? I know you've been struggling. I can see the clogs turn. I can see Sam.
Yeah, you can see Coops. The clink clanks.
Yeah, I can see the clink clanks. I can see
chugging
the,
away.
Everything.
It's genuinely a very tricky question. It's like, what positive room? What would you think?
Let's take the word. I don't know. Right. What's anything that people be talking behind
your
back?
Sort of think of doing something like quite cool. It'd be quite cool to spread the rumor, say like you've driven a Formula One car around Silverstone or some famous racetrack or something like that. For me, that would be quite, doesn't really add too much, but it would just be quite a cool thing to have people think that you've done. I know that it's not exactly the most pinnacle thing for anybody but me personally. It's like driving an F1 car on a very famous circuit is sort of, it's something that's never going to happen, but it'd be really cool if some people are like, oh, that's kind of rad.
Mate, it was your answer, so it's perfect.
No matter how bad it is.
When I wrote this, I apologise. I didn't expect it to have such a negative impact. But yeah, I was on the same things of you. I was thinking rumour, like I'd want people to be like, hey, like, did you know like Coops, he started up that company, or he's like the owner or like the CEO of that company or something like that. Not
it's not Ginger. Not,
Ginger Elon Musk.
Did you know Coops actually brunette?
He just chooses this colour.
But yeah, that's basically, I'd own Fruna. Some sort of company or some sort of something. Like people be like, "Hey, did you know like Coops was like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like that. That's the type of room that I'd like sort of in investing in business to do with like money. Because I'm like you, my little bit like a subtle flex that you don't talk about. No one knows until someone catches on and they're like, hold on. And then the rumour starts to go around.
It's true though, because don't they reckon like the most famous people? These are people that people just don't recognise, don't they?
Yeah.
In the public space, because just their faces are on social media all the time. Like people can recognise some kid who's got 58 billion... That's more than the population, actually. I'll retract that.
Intergalactic
58 million followers. And people know who they are, but like you have the person that created like stem cell research, you know, like or whatever it is. And he sat there, or they're sat there, on a tube, and no one has a clue who they are. Crazy how the world works.
I'm excited for this.
Well, I've got to admit, when I read the question, my reaction was somewhat similar to Milo's. I thought about it, and I've had a chance for you lot
you
to... You
rode a shark
through.
Like a stallion.
Yeah. So... If I had to, and again, you don't really start rumours about yourself, so that's kind of why I probably struggled with it. But if I had to start a rumour about myself, it would probably be something along the lines of that I'm a high roller. So you walk into a casino and you get the private room and something like that. I'm not, never will be, but that's what rumours are about, isn't it?
Yeah. See? That's what they're
perfect.
About.
Perfect.
Like you just like waltz into like the casino, like as a bit of a flex, and no one probably. Knows, but I am the high roller. I am the Vassifal.
See, boys, we made it. Rad, pat on the back to everyone. We got a rubbish question and we turned it into a good old.
We have had a couple of responses on the live stream as well, what people would start as rumours about themselves.
I'll go through
a couple of them. I don't, but some people have answered your question. So Sue has basically said she'd start a rumour that she's actually 5 feet tall.
Oh, Sue!
Osmo Lionheart, I would start a rumour that I've performed on Broadway, only for the truth to come out that it was actually the Broadway Theatre in Southeast London.
Amazing.
I like
amazing.
That. Clarify That's the a rumor. Great question. Coops, we'll see what my poll brings to the table afterwards. I'm not going to start a rumour about my poll anyway.
We said great girth and responsibility before, didn't we?
Exactly. Exactly. But as we are recording tonight's podcast, we have had the Out to Play event. It has come and gone. I just want to have a little bit of discussion really about it. It was really focused around roots or... Routes, as the rest of the world call it, but we know it's roots. So it's about roots and getting out there. To be honest with you, I thought that's what most of us do anyway with Pokemon Go, but it did feature around improving the game is probably how I would describe it. So I'm going to start my thoughts on this and then we'll sort of run from it. I feel like I'm in one of those, you know, AA meetings here, but that is not Alcoholics Anonymous, it's Android Anonymous. I am an Android user of the game. I, up until about 3 days ago as we record this, have never been able to follow a route, create a route, get a Zygarde cell, London Go Fest my game nearly stopped working because the game just wouldn't get past it. In short, it just kept restarting and then the game crashed and I actually had to like uninstall the game.
Why are your panties in such a twist?
Well, I'll tell you, Echo, why my panties were in a twist, because it meant I had zero Zygarde cells up until this point. Now, on Sunday, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to try this again. Didn't know there was an update to the game. And lo and behold, the game let me follow a route. And it, for me, it was amazing. And I created a route. It was published, which I didn't realise meant it was in the game, within minutes of me putting it on, which I'd seen people say that a lot of them get stuck in the game. It was straight in the game, and I felt quite proud about it. And then last night, I rushed home because I hadn't finished the research line. And in the last half hour before it ended, I got everything done on it. And I was like, I was really chuffed with it. And I got my first ever Zygarde cell. And then today, I went out and followed my route and got a Zygarde cell off it. And then got another one off another route in the area that I live. So really enjoyed it. And for me personally, I feel like this is a new feature of the game, which has just dropped in it. And I'm giddy as hell over it. And I love it. The reason I love it, and I think it adds something to the game, is it allows you to take responsibility of creating areas for people that don't know your area to explore it. And the second thing, it allows me to like get involved in changing the form of a Pokemon, which is cool in itself, isn't it? Let's get real. Like Zygarde, it's going to be fun eventually. I think the out-to-play event, actually, if you'd asked me this and the game didn't work for me, I'd have said it was an absolute rubbish event and fix your game. But I managed to get a lot out of it in those last 3 hours. But that's my thought on it. Boys, what are your thoughts on the event? Because you lot have had access to routes, obviously, a lot longer than me.
I will say that the event actually highlighted the improvements they've made to the route system, because prior to this event, I don't know how recently it actually was, but before, you could very easily have a Zygarde cell appear at the end of your route. And if you got too close to the end of the route, it would automatically complete and you'd lose the cell, which, considering you only get 3 per day, was a complete nightmare. And considering how long you actually have to do these routes and walk them, etc. Now, the event was good because it sort of focused you onto this new factor of the game, but it wasn't necessarily the be-all and end-all of the event. I would say the highlight, most people would probably be chasing the shiny Hisuian Growlithe that was dropped through eggs and research. Lovely shiny, nice to see the Hisuian kind of regular Pokemon getting a shiny, because we've had the raid-focused ones like Avalug and Kleavor, etc. dropped over the last sort of almost a year, but I have to say that the 7 kilometer eggs, oh my days, they were bad. Yeah, this had 4 Pokemon in one tier of the eggs. And I remember on day one, I went through 27 7 kilometer eggs and got 2 Growlithe.
Good number.
Out of them, you think. That's why I stopped. You think that the ratio wasn't fantastic. And then, I don't know, outside of that, it was kind of, I'd say, Mark's favorite word, an inoffensive event, because the spawns were a bit meh, weren't too bad, they weren't too great. It was kind of chase some research tasks, which were either hatch eggs or walk 5 kilometers. 5k is actually quite a long way to walk. You know, for a regular person, that's going to take you more than an hour. So long quest grind, but a good shiny to drop alongside it. Routes now don't do that autocomplete, which is great. So you can get your Zygarde cell and then tick and say completed. The speed that the routes were being submitted, I experienced that as well, Mark, is that they were being submitted immediately into the game. I had one, I think it was on Monday this week, and I submitted it and instantly it was put into the game. But then you did a few more, made a few more routes, and then they're all in review now. Because if you submit too many, it just goes, all right, we're going to actually have a check of what you're doing. But there's an issue. Old routes, some of which have been put in the game from when the routes were first made available, the beta tests, etc. The route I made back in June was removed and flagged as being in a dangerous and unsafe location. You think, it's in Walpole Park where there's currently 15 other routes going. So it's that same thing of like, how reliable are the routes that you're going to submit? Because it may not be going through the Wayfarer system, but we know how the Wayfarer system can be problematic. I feel that the routes is sort of going down that same route of it could be an issue depending on what gets submitted. It just seems like I think there's going to be too many problems with routes going forward. Speaking of Zoe Two Dots on last week, when she did the 20 kilometer route that was in Osaka or somewhere in Japan, and it actually was broken in such a way that it was 2 or 3 kilometers longer than was actually listed on the map and went through stupid, inaccessible areas and that sort of thing. So there's problems with the routes. The event itself was okay, I think.
I think it was a mid-event. I'm not going to say it was brilliant, because it wasn't by any stretch of the imagination. Realistically, the only chase for anybody, and it was the shiny Hisuian Growlithe. Routes, again, just echoing what we talked about last week and what Milo's just said, the improvement to routes, or or routes is a lot better in that you now manually finish your route rather than auto-completing, because I did miss a couple of Zygarde souls back in the old version of that. Whereas now when you literally push complete route, that is an improvement. In terms of submissions of routes, you both touched on that, which I know isn't part of the event. My only 2 cents there is for over 2 months now, I've had one in review. It's just stuck.
Yeah.
And that's at a local park. There isn't a route that it's similar to that would be any reason for it being sat there. It was an okay event. Other than the Growlithe, realistically, there was nothing in it for me.
Well, lads, I appreciate all your opinions, and I'm going to jump in and I apologise. It's been very negative, but I absolutely hate routes, and routes, whatever it is. That's what I'm saying, rolls. I'm going to tell you why, and you lot can tell me if I'm being too negative, too depressing at the end of the conversation, and I'll tell you. The event started...
Yeah, you are.
By... Actually, before I say that, let me go off what Marky said, and Marky's bang on. I've had access to these routes for a while now, never paid any interest, never even swiped across to the tab.
No.
Yeah, never done nothing. Zygarde sells, no interest. I've literally done absolutely nothing to do with routes. I feel like that's quite important context to what I'm about to say. Anyway, event started, a few days went by. I had that research on the left-hand side of my Today tab thingy, and I thought, let me do that. There might be some good things. I knew the Hisuian Growlithe was out, to which I realised when I went out on the second to last day, I thought, are you kidding me? The only thing that you've got to get a chance of it, it's not in the wild. Oh, don't worry, Woobat's everywhere. Woobat's.
It was like Woobat Community Week.
I thought of Coops when I saw them. I thought of Coops, so he said, yeah. Not another Woobat.
You know, you want me out to play, but as soon as I open the game and see Woobats and Eevees, the only thing I'm doing is not getting out of bed. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no...
But that's the problem with events and things like that. In general,
it was painful that, like Ian, like you just said, bruv, there was Woobats everywhere to the point it was literally Woobat Eevee, and then I randomly got
I have
Hariyama.
Seven spawn points around where I live, and every one of them was a Woobat at the weekend.
Try it with weather boosts, try it with windy weather boosts, mate. It's like Woobat spotlight hour for 6 days.
So, first of all,
another Woobat.
I just didn't catch anything except when I went out to hatch eggs.
So already I'm off to a bad start, right? So I'm loading up the game. I think, no, let me go out for a few hours. I've got a bit of spare time. There's Eevees and Woobat. So I'm already angry.
Hyped?
Straight away.
Pumped. Yes.
Hyped myself.
Do you know what's funny, Milo?
Like, yes,
I've already got 296 Woobat XL. If I needed it, I would grind
there
it.
There you
I've
go. You need
it.
296 to get the level 50 family.
You need the Hundo Woobat now.
Bear in mind, we've had two Eevee community weekends.
Honestly, yes. Right. So that was the first hurdle. Then obviously the second hurdle was realizing, are you kidding me? The only research that I can do is walk 5K. And Milo, you're bang on. Walking 5K for a casual like me is quite a lot of effort. And the fact that you have to go through that to only get 3 chances is so frustrating to the point I didn't even bother doing them. I don't... 5K. So I've got to do 10K to get 6 chances of a shiny, which... Over it. That was already... Originally, I thought it was walk 1 kilometer.
Could have just hatched 3 eggs.
Ian?
3 2K eggs.
Ian,
would have been
I don't quicker. Hatch eggs, all right?
Well,
I'm not
good luck getting
for
those 2K.
Well, okay, fair.
So then anyway, let's actually talk about routes. So first of all, when I opened the game, I've just described that awful, hated every single second of it. Then this is my issue with routes. You don't need a route to tell you to walk down a high street, to tell you to walk round a park. You don't need someone to tell you to walk down a main road. I don't understand why, when it's so obvious, when you're on a high street or you're in a shopping centre or you're wherever you are, it can't be that complicated. We've played this game for 7 years. It's not complicated to understand how it works. You walk round, you walk to the Pokestops, and you catch the Eevees and the Woobats, right? There's no more.
Well, you don't.
There's no
people
more.
People watched you, they'd be confused. He's day one player.
Coops was going for the Wooper.
Yes. Yes. Right, I'm trying to be serious for a sec, right?
Stop saying Woobat then. Okay.
So first of all, I don't understand the point of routes. Then let's get on to Milo's problem, because he's bang on. Why have I got 6 different routes telling me to walk the same high street? I don't understand. There's only one way to walk up and there's one way to walk back, and it's the same route. Why have I got 6 of the same routes approved with the same thing? I walk up the high street and guess what I do, boys? I walk back the other way.
Most
routes,
you can reverse them. It's great.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. I absolutely, in my opinion, I think routes add absolutely no value. They add no value to Pokemon Go whatsoever, apart from annoy me. Casual Koops prefers the showcases over the roots. I know it's a bad feature.
But I think, actually, we should get to the root of the problem.
In Ingress, it was implemented so better because you actually went round points of interest. So it actually took you on specific points to see specific things. Whereas in Pokemon Go, you can literally just do whatever you want. You just need a start, Pokestop or gym and an end one. And that's the problem with it. Ingress, it was implemented a lot better.
Ian, you bang on. You literally, if I go away and there's a nice hour walk, a nice scenic walk that stops off and every 100 meters you stop off, the game, Professor Willow pops up. He goes, you're now at this historical statue, gives you a bit of a bio about it. I would have absolutely no problem with that. But exactly what you said, mate, I can walk round a Tesco car park, create a route. It's the most pointless. I, honestly, mate, I'm sorry to be negative, but I'm just letting you know how I truly
feel. You are right. You've got a point. It's, as Milo said, Walpole Park isn't that big, and he said there's 15 routes. I mean, how many ways are there of walking around Walpole Park?
That's exactly it, because I've made some routes.
But Milo submitted them all.
No. I submitted about three routes. One was like hitting every single path. One was doing the outer perimeter, and one was hitting all three of the parks in Ealing. And then I opened the game one day, it says, oh, there's another route. And someone's done exactly the same route around Walpole, just starting from a different Pokestop. Mm,
yeah.
The main problem, and we mentioned this about showcases and XXL XXS Pokemon, is that it feels like, you guys just mentioned it, the routes are an avenue for them to make Zygarde seem interesting and different, whereas it's not. Yep. It's just a long, laborious, dull process.
The Zygarde cell only tends to appear towards the end of a route anyway.
Exactly,
so
and you can only get three per day, and that's three in total. So if you get three on one route, you're done.
I've only ever seen one per route.
I've had two or three per route sometimes.
What? No, three?
Yeah, sometimes pop that up when you just click it and it goes, you got three cells. And you go, oh, great.
I saw you get two.
Yeah.
I've seen two on a few videos. Jesus.
Yeah, so you can get three. Well, but at that point, you're like, well, I'm not going to touch a route again today because I can't get any more, you know? Mm. And, you know, it's long.
But, Milo, like what you said, and again, mate, you're bang on. I feel like the routes and the cells to Zygarde is the same as putting, was it Hoopla in EX raids? It doesn't work. You don't Hoopla, make it any more. That's the only thing that I can put it similar towards. It's that's happened in the last 12 months of this game. It doesn't make it any more interesting.
I was trying to think, other than new people going to areas, because actually I do agree with what you're saying there. You know, most people that play Pokemon Go might want the game to lead them around a place as opposed to them going around a place trying to play the game. And I think that's what Roots gives you. But what I do think Roots has a place in, and actually this is not the event, I think I've been talking about Roots, not the event, is that if you're unaware that there's a nest in an area, and obviously we knew that we had all these websites that had nesting information on our nests.
Rip Sylph.
I noticed when I did my route that I actually was going along a nest, and I didn't even know this nest existed in the game. Now I know that. I think you can edit the description in the routes that you've submitted. If you can't, I'm going to campaign for that. I do want to put that into the description, because if you're there going, you don't know an area, and you find out from following a route there's a nest near it, it's a way of drawing people to areas that they might not be aware of, that might generally want to do it. But that's not on the high street, by the way. That's a fair point. That's going off into parks and more green areas away from the high street. And I do agree with it. Routes on high streets are just, it doesn't feel right for me. This is a route taking you around all the banks in the town you live in.
How many branches of Barclays can fit it?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like...
To end this off, so we're not slagging off routes anymore, I think you make a valid point.
Yeah,
I thought we were talking
about out to play.
If they, but if they...
So how many Hissuian Growlithes did you all get then, boys? So if we talk about
zero.
The event, I got zero.
Zero.
Two. Ian?
Shiny is just the one so
just
far.
Just the one.
Marky, I don't even think I walked 5K with my time flying.
He wouldn't know. He deleted the quests.
Yeah.
Well, moving away from the routes in Pokemon Go, boys, already happening, very close to finishing, Detective Pikachu made a return, and let's just have a little chat about this event. For us, it hasn't actually started yet, but for you guys listening, it will be going on for a couple more days.
What,
I've got a question.
A day.
All right, a day. Really? Good luck. Day and
hours.
A half.
It's going on for hours.
So I wanted to start with a question to you all. When was Detective Pikachu actually featured for the first time? Because it was released in the game before.
Was it 2019?
Detective Pikachu movie came out in 2019.
Yeah. So the event was actually May the 7th, 2019, was when that event was featured, and it brought Detective Pikachu for the first time. Had no shiny, of course, apart from if you did the cheeky sort of photo bomb right before the event ended and then clicked on it after the event had ended so that shiny Pikachu could exist again. So this event, boys, it brought in not only shiny Detective Pikachu, but Cowboy Hat Slowpoke. And a bunch of other mons. The only other good things from this event is, Coops, you'll absolutely adore this avatar pose. Mm. Don't know if you'll go for the Detective Pikachu pose on your avatar with the magnifying glass. Boys, what do we think about this event? It's only like a matter of 5 days or something like that. From where I'm sat, the event spawns seem a bit random. The reason it's coming back is because there's a Nintendo Switch game, Detective Pikachu, coming out.
Is it Detective Pikachu Returns or something?
Mm. Can I ask, did Phalanx come out in the original the Detective Pikachu event years ago?
No. Phalanx was released as part of a 2021 Ultra Unlock, I think.
I mean, very basic. Not, you know, I can't even give this a 5 out of 10, not to be negative. This event, Magikarp, Lotad, Bronzor, yeah, it's. I know there's not long left after this is
Mark's
recorded.
Mark's going to enjoy it. Duck lots of spawn.
Woo!
And you, Willie, and Cutie Flies are spawn.
Oh, yeah. I think realistically, the Detective Pikachu with that hat, it's pretty much been the rarest shiny in the game for years. So the fact that it's back for, what, 3-4 days? It'll be a shiny chase literally just for the Pikachu in the hat, maybe the Slowpoke in the hat, 100% a mid event. Two times XP for spinning Pokestops during the event, big yip. And then there's going to be Detective Pikachu snapshots. I genuinely, I can't really get that excited. It's just going to be the Pikachu chase.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it won't be spawning a lot as the primary spawn of the event.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I like the field research tasks featuring Rowlet. That'll be a hunt. Obviously.
Shiny? No.
But for me, crumbs of comfort out of that. Chimecho, bit of a Stardust boost there. It is the Pikachu chase. The Slowpoke's the hunt as well, isn't it?
It's not just the Slowpoke in the hat. Yeah.
And probably not going to be common, are they? But I'd like to think that they're... it's Detective Pikachu. That's the only crumb of comfort, I think, that maybe they will be featured more often. Do you know what I mean? They're not going to be Solosis rare, are they?
We don't know for us at this point, but I will say, comparing it to the original release, 2019 was only snapshots. That was the only way you could get Detective Pikachu as a costume. You got 5 per day in the event. The event was 10 days long. So if someone had the original shiny Detective Pikachu, it was due to a glitch. Whereas at this time, there's 2 costume shinies to go and chase. I mean, the rest of it, it's a bit like the original event. The original event had Pokemon featured in the Pokemon movie. They had like Ludicolo in it and Charizard, etc. It was all kind of like, hey, these are the Pokemon that featured in the Detective Pikachu movie. The Pokemon spawning in this event are more focused on the series or the game or something. Mm. So as we've said before, I think other people who've been on the podcast have mentioned it, Pokemon Go is a marketing tool. This is saying, there's a new Detective Pikachu game out. Go and buy it. Also get a shiny.
There the event is led by the film at the end of the day, isn't it? And the game is the outlet to show it off. So, yeah, you kind of get it, don't you?
I just wish that Pikachu Detective costume was voiced by Ryan Reynolds in the game. That'd be rather good.
Mm-hmm. That would be good,
Pokemon Go.
Well, he's too busy with Wrexham at the moment. I think he's got more pressing things on his mind than voicing Pikachu.
Wrexham, is that a Pokemon?
Shiny Wrexham.
Well, look, lads, and to everyone listening, if you are going to play the Detective Pikachu Returns event, hope you have an amazing one. We're now going to talk about another event. Then we're going to have a break. We're going to have a break from events. But it's now time for...
It's the news.
So we've talked about one mid-event. We've talked about an upcoming or kind of historic mid-event. The Harvest Festival promises to be a third in a row mid-event. So next Thursday, while the four of us are in Barcelona for City Safari, the Harvest Festival will drop in Pokemon Go, running from 10 a.m. on Thursday the 12th of October through till Tuesday, October 17th at 8 p.m. local time. So let's get straight into what you can look forward to as the wild encounters for this event. Bellsprout.
Then next is Execute.
We've also got Sunkern.
You've got Wurmple.
One that actually I'll take, Combi.
I agree with that. We've got Cottonee.
Petalil.
Pumpkaboo.
And of course, they can all be shiny now. What would a Pokemon Go event be without throwing in a smattering of Pokemon that can't be shiny? The first one up is Masterful 27's Bay, Swaddle.
I thought Ducklet was my bay. It's now
different event.
Two bays.
Speaking of bays, up next we've got the red flower Flebebe.
We also got the blue flower Flebebe.
And the yellow flower Flebebe.
That's it for the Flebebes, but we will also have Bounsweet.
And the only new thing in this entire event is a brand new Generation 9 Pokemon in Smoliv. And that will obviously bring in its evolutions of Dolive. Weird name.
Dolive!
That's such a weird name. And its final stage of Arbolivar. R, it's a West Country.
It's not like its initial, isn't it? Arbolivar.
Yes, you are right. Smoliv is an olive.
Yes, it's literally a Gen 9 olive that becomes a slightly different plant, and then it becomes like a olive
it's
tree.
It's like a tree, isn't it? With apples or something. Yeah, it's
olives.
Red olives.
I'm going to be grinding this event. How much candy do I need to evolve Smoliv?
If you want to evolve Smoliv into Doliv, you'll need 25 Smoliv candy, and if you want to evolve Doliv into Arbolivar, you'll need 100 Smoliv candy to evolve.
And of course, we've got some field research tasks. All the ones that can be shiny, which can be Plant Cloak Burmy, Sand Cloak Burmy, and Trash Cloak Burmy, and of course, my man, Pumpkabunda. And you can get the new non-shiny Smoliv.
That's an olive.
That's an olive. Smoliv the olive.
As Sue said in the chat, Smoliv makes me want a dirty martini.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Very nice.
I hate olives, but I love martinis.
The event bonuses we've got are Mossy Lure modules activated during the event will last for 2 hours. Mossy Lure modules have a higher chance of attracting Pumpkabunda, which is
nice.
Good. And trainers will receive additional Pumpkaboo nice. Candy for catching
oh, wow.
Pumpkaboo.
Wow.
During the event. Not all of us have 296 candy XL.
No, it doesn't say candy noise. XL. It says regular candy.
I know it doesn't. I know it doesn't. But yes, it's a Pumpkaboo themed event bonuses really there. So like that.
Just to tickle your fancy, Coops, as well, there's a collection challenge. It completes the Harvest Festival collection challenges. Oh my goodness me, calm down. Multiples to receive XP, Stardust, and Mossy Lure modules.
Nice.
That definitely got me excited. love the new Pokemon. I think it looks great. But Ian, I think you summed it up perfectly, right? Going from event to event to event here, they really are, in my opinion, mid. And if anything, they're probably on the lower scale of mid. They're really not.
Definitely.
They're lower really mid. Not events that I look at and think, oh, get me out there, you know? Obviously, we said when we announced the October info, the raid bosses aren't particularly helping either. No new mega. It's a little bit of a tough one.
But Coops, do you know what would get you out there?
Dirty Martin.
This is going to be good.
Pokemon Go, in their infinite wisdom, have released a ticket that spans the whole month of October. It's live in shop now. It'll run through to October the 31st, and it's called the Ticket of Treats. By spending $5 or equivalent, which is probably about £5, that will give you some bonuses. It's timed for the whole month and it will release bonuses in certain different waves until the 1st of October at 11:59 p.m. It will grant you 1.5 additional XP for your first catch of the day, 1.5 additional Stardust for your first catch of the day, and from Thursday, so the 5th of October, it will grant you some timed research, which will give you 3 premium battle passes and more. From the 12th of October, it will give you a Mossy Lure and additional encounters with large and supersized Pumpkaboo. From the 19th of October, it will grant you 2 incubators and additional encounters with Phantump. And from the 26th of October, it will give you 3 silver pineapps, just what you've been waiting for, 2 super incubators, 2 whole rare candies.
Oh my god.
And additional encounters with Mistreavus and Phantump.
That can't be shiny.
Oh, so, yeah, yes. Fill your boots. $5, guys.
Smooch them. Well, Ian, can I be honest? It's not really cheered me up from thinking about those mid events. But, boys, I did reach out on our social media platforms and I wanted to ask, and I'll get Marky to read them out because he is our Twitter boy. Oh, God, I keep saying that. He is our ex boy.
That's our ex.
But I know it's a bit of a tough question, but it's definitely better than my getting to know you one, I promise. But in a few sentences, what does make a Pokemon Go event good for you? Because I'm here slagging them off. This one was rubbish. This one was rubbish. This new one that's coming out is rubbish.
So we're going to leave the five stars and the megas aside because they're kind of on their own rotation. Event-wise, I think there's a few boxes to tick. You could almost think about this like a community day as well. In my view, a community day, Valimon should tick two of three boxes or something like that. An event should have a new shiny or a shiny that's quite rare to go and hunt, because there's always the people who chase the shinies. They'll go out of their way, wild spawns, whatever it is, quests, eggs, you name it. Something to chase, even if it's a shiny that's what we joked about, oddish, many weeks ago. Something that hasn't been featured in the game for a long time or is brand new, like Hisuian Growlithe, then you need something that people are going to want to chase just regular wild spawns of. That might be decent-ish. And it could be one decent spawn, semi-rare Pokemon or something like that. That's what was lacking from the Out to Play event. All you saw were Woobats and Eevees and Onix. And you thought, like, what's going on here? There's nothing really that I care too much about. That's not the same for everybody, granted. There's got to be decent quests. And by decent, I don't mean like they've all got to be the brand new shiny or a super rare Pokemon. They've got to be interesting enough to think, like, yes, I want to do that task. Walk 5K was not a good incentive. We made the joke, I think Mark made the joke about, you know, you catch 10 Pokemon for us. Who on earth's going to think, yes, that's a valid use of my time? So
you,
something that's going to, I'll do them off for the research, for the special research. A research task that ties into the event and means that you're willing to go a little bit further to chase something in it. We always joke about the one-star raids and the three-star raids. There's got to be a shiny in there to chase, maybe a rarer mon, and I think something that people would want to XL farm in the three stars. Doesn't have to be shiny potential, but then you're covering kind of the basis of a lot of different player styles. There's something for newer players, for OG players, shiny hunters, XL grinders. Maybe put a Stardust boosted mon in the quests. If you're a Stardust grinder, go and get those tasks. So there's a few boxes to tick, but it's kind of covering the general aspects of the game. Forget the roots, forget the showcases, all the stuff they added this year. Those are the things I would like to tick off for a good event.
Don't want much, does he?
I'm just covering all bases, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I know, mate, I appreciate your opinion. Ian, what about you, brother? What makes a Pogo event good for you, mate?
Now, one thing Milo said, and I know he did caveat it, but honestly, let's be honest, you're not going to get a new shiny for every event because there just aren't enough Pokemon left to do that. So I definitely think there needs to be a desired sort of a shiny that people will want, and it needs to be relative to what the event is themed to. I mean, obviously that's a given. That's pretty much it. It just has to be something to drive you. I mean, we've all been slagging off the walk 5 kilometer task for the Out to Play event. That genuinely didn't bother me. I ticked so many of those off in the last week, and you know what? The reward for me was worth it. It was a potential shot at a shiny Hisuian Growlithe, which was a new shiny, and it was one that people wanted, so it didn't bother me. Yes, you need to put effort in to get the reward, but if the reward is worth the effort, then you know what, I'm not suggesting them say walk 10 kilometers, but you know what, walk 5 kilometers is something that is possible. It just won't be done in 5 minutes. And this is the thing, a lot of people want quick fixes. I need to be able to tick all these research tasks off in like 2 seconds. No, I don't mind working for something if the reward is there. So for me, it's a balance, a desirable shiny, just rewards for the tasks. And the primary thing for me is a lot of the events that we're seeing, they're just carbon copies of previous years. There's nothing new. So just something new, a new angle would be nice as well, because 7 years in, do we really need another Halloween event that's going to follow the exact same formula that it has done for the last 5 years?
Like, I think what you've just said is the most important thing out of everything, E. I think sometimes I'd rather the event didn't happen than just a carbon copy to make it feel a bit more special when it comes around again. I think that's so important. But yeah, for me, I'll jump in. Some of you might not agree with this, but I think there should be less events.
Used to feel special, didn't they? They don't anymore. It feels special when
By the way, the spawns are actually quite decent now when there's no event on. The game's sort of evolved that much. There's a lot that they can put in the wild. I think that's plenty. I will talk about raid bosses because for me, raid bosses do have an impact on me going out and about and grinding. I'll head over to that gym. I'll I'll do that raid. But yeah, the spawns, you know, something worth PvP grinding, try and get the IV, something worth XL grinding. I know what you mean, Ian. Can't have a new shiny every event, so I'm not expecting that. But if I'm looking at it, when I look at this Harvest Festival one, in my opinion, looking at it, I feel like it's quite harmless dropping shiny Phalanx. I feel like that could have been quite harmless, quite
well,
interesting.
That's been in the game a while now, that Mon has. But there's no love for Gen 8, so that's the problem.
I know. But, you know, looking at that, I thought, oh, they could have done that. We might have looked at it a bit differently. To top off what I'm saying, I want to play the game. The out-to-play event didn't want me to play the game. I look at the Detective Pikachu, and this is advertisement. I'm just looking. I've not played the Detective Pikachu Returns event. Doesn't make me want to play. I want to see an infographic, or I want to read an article, or I look at and go, I want to play that event. I'm hoping I feel like that at the end of the month when the Halloween stuff comes out. What about you, Marky?
I'm very simple when it comes to events. I'm going to be repeating and taking bits from all of your answers, which is because it's unique to us. There's got to be something to chase, and I believe you should be able to chase in every avenue available in the game to suit any type of player. It allows you to decide how you want to play it. If it's in the wild, you could argue, why would you do it in the other ways? But hey, you know, everyone's their own player. I do love it when there's a new release in it. I just think that there's got to be more thought put into an event now. I hate cut and paste. Cut and paste, you can tell we're day one players now, can't you? Because this is very much cut and paste. I think it does more harm to the game for players that have stayed with it since the beginning. But then I'm also aware that these might be first time around or only maybe second time around for certain players. And less events. So it just feels like they're either just trying to use people to sort of push the content out there to cover every event, to try and publicise the game. Or it just generally feels like that they're just trying to keep it unpredictable so people don't know what's coming in the game. There just seems to be so much stuff. The irregularity of this information be made available. But for me, simple, new shiny, chase it many different ways, less of the events.
And I think that's a good point, actually, because I know we all create content. We do this podcast. We do the YouTube. New events are good because it's content. But I think Coops, and certainly you, Mark, you hit the nail on the head. We literally do have too many events. There's an event weekly, at least one weekly. Always something at a weekend, either Saturday, Sunday, or sometimes both days. Niantic seem to be trying to cram the calendar so full that there's that FOMO there that they want people screen time all the time. And fewer events actually would be nice.
I did ask some friends on our social media. So, Mark, if you want to read some out from X, I'll start with Discord. We actually got a lot of response. People found this question really interesting. Highbone has put, semi-relative spawns, they don't need to be anything astronomical, like what you said, Milo, but something worth grinding XL candy for. Something new to hunt and flex never gets old. And Pokemon in research rewards, not items. Also, crests yes. that aren't too difficult or time-consuming. Ian's going to hate this, but walk 5 kilometres can bugger off. And then Indicom sort of also was agreeing with Highbone. The Pokemon is relevant for PvP or raiding, or even if it just has a cool shiny, then I'll find myself clocking a lot more game time. I completely agree with you, mate.
Yeah.
Another one here from Malcolm Bomb. He says, decent field research that isn't locked behind a paywall. Motters 19 just basically says a new shiny would be a bonus. Kate says, I enjoy being submerged in something that's not real life. Dortmund 2019 was epic, apart from the signal issues. Some good research and actual time to complete it. London was way too rushed and way too much pressure. Ghastly Girl says, good spawns and either a new Pokemon or a new shiny to taste, preferably a wild one. So JB says, I enjoy in-game and in-person collaborations during Pokemon Go events. He says, last year during GoFest Sapporo, they provided a route to collect old loading screen images from Pokestops while visiting several important locations in the city. See, Ian, if you link this in with routes, you're on to a winner.
Yeah, we had the old loading screens in New York as well.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
It wasn't a route thing, though, but there was...
They were just random Pokestops you could send postcards from. Yeah.
And then lastly, for Discord, before I pass over to Marky, Snowroo has said, when they give you time research and affordable boxes so you can play the time research without taking out a personal loan. I like events where you have the option to play when you are available instead of being locked into a specific day or a 3-hour slot. I think that is fantastic feedback. Marky.
Great comments there. And I think a lot of these are mirrored on X, but we will throw a few in the middle of those other comments. A Tonton has said, announcing GoFest schedule and places earlier.
You know what?
Probably quite helpful.
It's true. Planning, with it being so last minute, is difficult to get leave from work, book flights, book hotels. It's more notice would be better for that. Totally agree.
Exactly. Kitty haunts a lot. Kitty, name change there, okay. Very nice. We're getting there. Good research tasks to grind, a variety of shiny rare Pokemon to hunt for alongside more common spawns. Tier 1 and 3 raids that have shiny potential like Espeon and Turtonator. Vamazdos, increased shiny rates in the wild, but I'm also a sucker for chasing shiny costume mons. But as she's also said, pet hate is eggs unless we get more control of what's inside or ditching unwanted ones. Interesting point there. Newcombs has said, shiny releases aren't locked behind paywalls are good bonuses. Sue, I love you, Sue. Hermes Dincher, Pogo Event is good for me if I get to spend it with the four of you. That's wholesome as well. And to be fair, Lucy said something similar. Lucy Davis, spending time with friends, having a good laugh and lots of shiny Pokemon in the wild. You know, I think there is that engagement piece.
I really want to talk about travel. We talked about it so many times over the years but it's always nice when you're with people.
It is. And I get it. Some people just want to be submerged in the game and some people want to mix it both and some it's just a social event, but it's good for everybody. And Julia Glass says something very similar. If it's an in-person event, it's seeing all the amazing people that I've had the privilege to meet over the past 18 months. There's always someone stirring the pot. Pontas10 from Sweden, PG Pontas10, has said, rockets or crabby spawns.
To be fair, event-focused rocket grunts would be amazing. How many times do you think there's been a com day or a community day class and you think, why was the rocket grunts not just this Pokemon as a shadow? Swinub classic or something else. That's actually quite an interesting point. I would like that. Event-focused grunts.
I'm going to throw a few more for new listeners because it's nice to see some new people on here. Cali31337 has said, internet service that works.
That's a little bit out of Niantic's control.
Eden, Squid the Beast, has said, hanging with friends a lot of spawns with shiny potentials and the weather. Okay, something else that they've probably got very little control over.
It's not Niantic's fault that New York flooded last week.
Yeah, exactly. Filthy Poker Show says, I really enjoy events that have good / findable Pokestop research tasks. Glimora, in no particular order, lots of field research encounters to chase, collection challenges, special research in tune with the season's story, and either dragon spawns or new Pokemon new shiny releases. However, any two of these four would be great events in my mind. And to leave this all on it is, I'll tell you what, has said, 4x XP, 4x stars. Simple.
I like it.
Simple.
So that's what the incensed community thinks about what would make an event good. But tell you what would make a game good? I know. Chasing the tail.
Chasing the tail. Chasing the tail. Tail to chase, it's chasing the tail.
So we've not played this one for a couple of weeks, and you know what? Shiny Happy Pokemon has had, like, I think 2 weeks on the bounce, hasn't it? So we'll give that one a break. Yeah. Chasing the tail, we'll go with the classic. So a word association game where you mustn't pause or hesitate based around the names of Pokemon. The Pokemon that you name must begin, the first letter must begin with the final letter of the previously spoken Pokemon. We'll go with the order on my screen. So it's myself, Pogo Miley UK, Masterful 27, and Casual Coops. And it's last person standing. So we will start with Timber.
Rayquaza.
Aerodactyl.
Ludicolo.
Onyx.
Zerkatry.
Ivysaur.
It ends in an E.
He's out.
Well done, Milo. Hope you're satisfied with yourself.
Hope you're pleased.
I demanded satisfaction, and I got it. Now, to be fair, we've never thrown Zerkatry out there before.
Well, you have now.
Thanks, Yo-Yo, from Popular Gaming.
Right, I will start Grubbin.
Nidoking.
Gullet.
Tyranitar.
Raichu.
Umbreon.
Ninetales.
Scyther.
Rayquaza.
We've said
repeat.
Repeat is out.
Oh no. Oh.
I'm in the final.
Oh my god, so Coops, you got a shot.
Yeah, Casual Coops versus Pogo Milo UK.
What a lovely sandwich that is.
That's the filling.
That's just no filling.
That's just two pieces of bread.
Two bits of bread. Who wants a bread sandwich?
It's a bread sandwich.
Okay.
I like to go rye, rye, and rye.
What was a Lady Gaga song then? Rye, 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 rye.
Okay, right, so for the final round for this week's winner, our new Lord game will be decided. A Pokemon UK, your Pokemon for the final round is Arbeliva.
Aron.
Nidoran.
Nincada.
Ampharos.
Shiftry.
Yanmar.
Whoa, what was that?
The shift tree, that, is it ends in a Y, does it?
It ends in a Y, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Carry on then.
Wait, what? What has happened?
Coops, how did you know that? How did you know that, Coops?
Do you know why I went shift tree? It's because it's on my screen here.
Ah. It's
there. I knew you had it in for me, Ian. I can't believe that. You just gave me a buzz and I got it
let's
right.
Let's pick up. So, Axew.
Wishy-washy.
Illumise.
Empoleon.
Noivern.
Nidoran.
Hasn't he done that one?
Have we had Nidoran? No, he has. He's had Nidoking.
Oh, no. Yeah, Nidorina. I meant Nidorina.
Okay, let's save that for the edit. Just start again.
Okay.
Now.
Nidorina.
Okay. Nidorina.
Noibat.
Teddiosa.
Oh, it's because he's changed it. It's because he changed it.
Yeah, but he didn't
well,
in the
that's
edit.
Fine. Coops, it's my show next week. Sign around. So your Sir Game, Lord Game.
That was the biggest, most corrupt ending to a game we've ever done. Please keep that out for
you. No,
That was some terrible, awful Voltorb.
That wasn't as corrupt as me giving Ian the answer to the nearest.
That was terrible.
It wasn't as corrupt as when Coops gave me the L for getting a Pokemon shiny colour right with JT Valor. Why do you think I've got it in for him with colourful. These games?
Come on, next time around, he'll be able to do you dirty again.
Amazing.
It's like the American elections, isn't it, this is?
Well, boys, even though it was corrupt, I'm looking forward to being Sir Game next week for your show, Milo. But something which I'm super excited for, and when this episode comes out, I cannot believe it's only 7 days after that till we're going to be playing Timber Comday. And we've not done this in a while. So, Ian, you're going to be doing the 1 minute timer today, mate, if that's okay. So straight over to you, and your time starts now.
So Sunday, October the 15th, 2023, between 2 and 5 p.m. is Timber Community Day. Timber will be the featured Pokemon in the wild and it will be available as a shiny. During the community day, you will be able to get a Conkeldurr by evolving Girder, which will know the special attack Brutal Swing. There will be $1 bundles for community day special research, which will basically give you the same as what you get every single time. Event bonuses, 3 times startups for catching Pokemon, 2 times candy for catching Pokemon, 2 times a chance of trainers level 31 and above to receive candy XL from catching Pokemon. Lures and incense activated or dropped during the com day will give you a duration of 3 hours. There will be snapshots, 50% less dust for trades, and 1 additional special trade. Bonus raid battles between 5 and 10 p.m. will give you additional spawns by battling Girder, and that is pretty much it. Stickers, yes, there will be stickers as well.
Nice.
Come on, boys, give it to you. That was brilliant.
You know what? It's been a while since we've done that because normally the community days are announced that infrequently.
Too late.
Yeah, they're normally too late, aren't they, for the shows. Whew. And breathe.
Yeah, breathe, mate. But as if, lads, we're going to be playing community day in Barcelona all together. It's going to be epic. I actually absolutely
can't wait.
It's going to be one of the best ones of the year, for sure. But speaking of Barcelona, we've had a WhatsApp message.
Send your WhatsApps now.
Now, friend of the show, Mike, a.k.a.
Nukems,
has sent us his first ever WhatsApp message about Barcelona.
Hey there, Incense Lads. It's your boy, Nukems, Mike. Just been out unexpectedly, unwantedly, for Slowpoke Spotlight Hour. I know you've all been out for that one.
Well done, mate.
Didn't get any shinies. Phew. But I just wanted to send my first ever voice note. I hate my voice. Most people do.
That's unfortunate.
But I just had to send a little one to say, looking forward to seeing you all in Barcelona next week. Yes. I am absolutely buzzing for that. I'm buzzing. I'm sure Coops will be guzzling the guzzlords.
Where's the sound effect?
Looking forward, I can't play it.
A fun weekend.
Be guzzling anyway.
And yeah, shredded cheese. Bye, guys.
Oh, we'll get another shredded cheese. There we go. Thanks, Mike.
Adding to a compilation that will be played at the end of the year.
Yes, yes.
I will just say, Milo, if he's not giving you the best dividend into Guzzlord Counter Bros, I don't know what has, mate. It was amazing.
He set up the perfect segue. We didn't even need to bother. Yeah. That was brilliant. Thanks, Newcombs. Yes, it's the Counter Bros. We haven't been doing this for months.
We did a hybrid version a couple of weeks ago, but the OG Counter Brothers, we're back.
It's been a long time, and we're here to talk about Guzzlord.
Coops's favourite Pokemon.
Yeah.
Coops's favourite Ultra Beast.
It's Ultra Beast, get it right, absolutely. The other thing that's notable about this is that it's soloable, as Coops mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
It is. So Guzzlord is a Dark and Dragon-type Ultra Beast, which basically means it's weak to Bug, Dragon, Fairy, Fighting, and Ice. And Fairy is pretty much the way to go because it's double weak.
Double weak to Fairy. So Prime picks, Megas. We've got some new juicy ones since it was last in Raids in 2022. We've got Mega Gardevoir with the Fairy-type moveset in the Prime number one slot. And Mega Diancie is up there as well, which is lovely to see.
It is. Sticking with Megas, Mega Alakazam with Dazzling Gleam is potentially one that you could go for. The DPS is pretty good. And slightly out of left field, I know we're predominantly talking fairies, but Mega Rayquaza is also a pretty decent pick.
Just solid DPS. Some shadows that would be very usable is, of course, Shadow Gardevoir, with the same fairy-type moveset as the Mega. And hysterically, I find this really funny, Shadow Gramble is up there as a prime DPS attacker.
And moving on to non-shadows, Milo's Bay Togekiss is a good one. If you've not got the Mega, and why haven't you? You could just stick with the Rega Gardevoir. Zacian is also potentially an okay pick.
And something that people might actually have quite a few of, given it was a reasonably recent raid boss, is shiny potential Xerneas with the new move of Geomancy. That was in raids a couple of weeks or months back, so that's a good pick. And the one that stumped Masterful 27 in Chasing the Tail not a moment ago, you could throw in Zerkatry with Thundershock and Dazzling Gleam.
And if you want to move to some more, let's call them budget counters, mons that you will probably have even if you're a newer player, the Evolution Sylveon with Charm and Dazzling Gleam is a decent pick, as is Gramble, which again was in the original, I believe, Detective Pikachu movie that we talked about earlier.
These are really going to the bottom of the fairy type barrel. Beartic is there, and so is Galarian Rapidash. Those are both more preferable to use than Mega Blaziken and Shadow Dragonite. Yeah, you believe it?
And I'll round out today's counterbuzz by scraping that barrel clean. Clefable and Galarian Weezing are, if you have nothing else, they
scraping
are
scraping the barrel.
Oh, and Meloetta. Meloetta is also a potential pick.
Now you're really gorgeous
if you evolve your Flabebe. Yeah.
Can use orange Flabebe.
Yeah, any colour of the Flabebes. If you evolve it to its final stage of Florges with the fairy move, Fairy Wind, and Moonblast. But there you go. Good luck for getting the white Guzzlord with the ginger goatee.
It's Coops of spiritual mon.
It's Coops, actually, yeah.
Honestly, hate you. Actually, hate
Coops, can you be soloed as well? I'm just curious.
Apparently, yes. I've been told by his girlfriend he can, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't we discuss that on the previous episode?
Does it feel good to be back, though? Not taking the mick out of me, but doing Counter Bros.
It does, actually. It's been too long since we did this section, so it's one of the few sort of parts of the podcast where we educate people.
Indeed. And Guzzlord's here for 2 weeks, basically. So 2 raid hours. Get your fairy team sorted. You can solo it with pretty easy time. Good luck, peeps.
Do you know what I love? We always get to the end of the show and we have all these big discussions, but then it just sort of gets like sections, because you've got to add in all this. Wait, what is that going across Mark's screen?
It's going it's across section. The screen, is it?
Just
it's a snake.
It's a phalanx or whatever it's called.
It's what?
We had a great thought-provoking question from our boy Coops, the Ginger Guzzlord. I love that question. Basically, if you could start a rumour about yourself, what would it be? We modified it slightly. But anywho, I shared with our listeners all of our answers and I said, which of these self-created rumours sounds the most believable? These are some of the answers first before we reveal the poll results. Dell has said, Milo equals the Stig. Question mark with a little gif of
I have the t-shirt.
Jeremy Clarkson kissing the Stig. Don't know if it's what he's doing on there. Lucy Davis says, don't know what to say. Well, okie dokie. I am Prius has put Milo loves Max Verstappen's.
Verstappening.
I thought the question was what's more believable, not who picked what.
Yeah. Barside 2 has put just a guy kissing a pint of beer. Yeah, very good, Barside. Nice. Very good.
Love that.
Yeah, I do as well. Mazdos has sent a little gift saying, living large and taking charge, big boy. and Chicken Chase 89 has put, I think you can buy Formula One car experiences, so probably lots of folks have that one. Here we go. 34 people on the poll. It was a short one tonight. In fourth place, and a first, we've never had 0% for an answer. Fourth place with that lovely score, big business owner.
No way. Are you... What, 0%?
Nobody
voted
for it.
Is that how unprofessional we are? No one believes.
Apparently, it is not believable.
Wait, Mark, zero percent for the first time ever.
No,
for the
first time. At all.
And that shows that Coops didn't vote for himself, which is almost commendable. Commendable, that's
commendable,
the word.
Yeah.
In third place, with 21% of the vote, High Roller.
Really?
Listen, it's not last place for once.
No.
It's got votes.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's got votes. It's got votes. In second place with 29%, drove a Formula One car.
That's not bad.
Which shows you that I basically set the bar pretty believable, in a sense.
I drink beer. Yeah, I mean, that's yeah, quite believable. Yeah.
50% of the vote, real ale reviewer with a beer pint.
That's funny. You got a pint half full. Of percent. Yeah. Nice.
And you know, it is quite believable because literally anyone can go to a pub and buy a beer and then talk about it on the internet.
And write rubbish about it.
Yeah.
They can. There you go.
And
believable.
Check out Mark's second channel on YouTube.
Keg 27. That was what we're going for, wasn't it?
That was 27 kegs, wasn't it?
27 kegs.
Yeah. Oh, dear boys, you make me a slaff. Right. It's quite nice, though, because a couple of weeks ago we announced on X we had a competition for two of our listeners to preferably listen to the podcast. That's a good starting point, but to enter our contest that we had on X. But we had a couple of caps to give away, one with the Global Go Fest design on it and one, I do like the snapback, with the New York Incense design on it. And we decided, well, the cutoff date was the 2nd of October, so as we record this, this will be the winners announced live on the show, so we don't know who these people are until we do it now. We're going to generate two random numbers between the number of people who liked the post.
Wait, let's make this special. We've got some awards show theme tune from our 100th episode.
Drawn a random number between 1 and 82, and these all reference the number and order of people liking the post. Hey, it's foolproof, the system is. So the first number drawn was number 59, and the 59th is a nice number. Well, there might be another one here.
True.
So this one is for the... Which one should we do first, boys? Pick a cap. Which cap should we do first?
Go USA, because that was the first event.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. So the winner of our cap, number 59 on the post, was McFloof. Oh, we know McFloof.
No way.
GGs.
Hey.
McFloof.
Yeah, no way. GGs.
GGs indeed. Pleased for you. You've got the snapback USA edition cap, which is pretty exciting. So, boys, I'm going to generate the second number. Are we ready for
do
this?
It now.
Do it now. Right.
You need the number.
Do that now. Oh,
74.
It's like bingo.
Oh, dear. And number 74 is someone else we know, and hopefully that would be the case because they should listen to the podcast and engage with us.
Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Number 74 is Mazdos Osma Lionheart.
No way!
Maz! Oh,
nice. Yes!
Yeah, the global.
Wow.
Yeah.
GGs. That's crazy.
Absolutely brilliant. So actually, thank you for entering.
McFloof could come and collect the hat from me, and Osma Lionheart can go and collect it from Milo.
Yeah.
No, we will post it to you. Don't worry.
Thank you, everybody who entered as well. And it was nice. It was just nice for us to give something back to our amazing listeners. So pretty cool, that. Love it.
Congratulations. There might be another giveaway coming at some point down the road.
The route.
Down the route.
Down the route.
All the puns. Anyway, there's no pun for this one, but it is my favourite segment. It's time for
Shinies of the Week.
And because it's my favourite, I'm actually going to go first. So I've got one on X. Yes, I didn't say Twitter. Got one on X from Chicken Chaser 89 at Chicken Chaser. I love that name.
That's a great handle.
Had a nice chill spotlight hour and incense bought in the shiny. Hashtag Shinies of the Week. Can't wait to throw my wallet at the powder wig version this week. It is the shiny Growlithe. So, yeah, Chicken Chaser, I do hope you got the shiny Hisuian Growlithe, but obviously depending on how far you walked. But GGs, thanks for sending that one in.
Canto for the win.
Right, well, I've got one on Instagram. This is from Tub Plays Pokemon. Heck of a day for hashtag shiny Pokemon for me. At Incest Podcast, can I nominate a whole day for hashtag Shiners of the Week? Well, this is what they've got. They've got a shiny, well, Coops' favourite, a shiny Woobat from the Go Plus.
Nice.
A shiny Hisuian Growlithe from Research. And if you haven't got a shiny Onyx from a wild encounter, then maybe you just didn't have the RNG luck your side, but you've got the shiny Onyx as well. Hashtag Pokemon, hashtag Pokemon Go, hashtag shiny Onyx, hashtag shiny Woobat, hashtag shiny Growlithe, and hashtag not so notable trainer. Very nice.
Nice. I'm going to dive onto our campfire community in the hashtag Shinies of the Week channel, and PeanutPhil14 has got three shinies, which is fantastic, but the first one, still trying to get the great throws, but got this, and it was a shiny Ghastly, of all things, so congrats on that. And they also pulled in shiny Suicune and a shiny Raikou, so nice raiding sesh. Congrats, dude.
And I will round out this week's Shiners of the Week with one also from our campfire. And looking at my campfire app, there's a lot of bold lines, so I need to check it more. Cow in a Suit says, the paid timed research was worth it for once. Hashtag Shiners of the Week. And he got the shiny Hisuian Growlithe. Great shiny.
Nice.
GGs.
You want to name it $5.
GGs.
Yeah. 5K. But boys, after my favourite segment, it is time now to wrap up the show and say goodbye. Thank you all for joining us for another episode without Zoe Tudos, but with Pogo Mada UK, we've got the famous YouTuber back. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Still couldn't win the game, though.
Still couldn't win the game. Let's not talk about that. It was a bit of a mess. But before we go, I do just want to say a massive thank you to all of our supporters, especially our amazing Patreon members. Whether you are a bronze tier, silver tier, and of course the gold tier, all your contributions make a massive difference for this Incense podcast to be exactly what it is. So the gold tier, a massive thank you to you guys. You are our top tier patrons, and you are going to be Hermes Ninja, JB, Clifford Mert, Darby Russ, Kerry and Zachary, Connolly, ML Falk 2022, Apex underscore 171, Mufti, Barside 2, JLH 1919, Highbone, and of course, Maz, aka Ozma Lionheart. And congratulations on the cap. Yeah, thank you to everyone that entered the hat contest, because I think, Marky, there was a lot of people, right, that got involved in that.
Yeah, we had over 80 people, which is nice. Really? Really nice. Yeah.
We need more caps.
We need more caps. But boys, good news.
What?
While we're in Barcelona next week, we won't be recording next week a show, but we will be dropping a special live episode that we recorded in New York.
Ooh. Marky, we've not listened. We're supposed to go, ooh, me and you.
Ooh.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, so I get a week off, but I suppose I get a week of you lot in real life, eh?
Well, before you go away for your week off, boys, great news.
What?
Spotlight Hour reminder, October the 10th. Not only is it 2x XP for evolving Pokemon, but Ian's allergy-ridden Pokemon, Shroomish, is going to be featured. So Ian, get your purities taken. You'll be all good, sir.
The grumpy boy, as Zoe called it last week.
Yeah. It is a boosted dust mon. Don't forget, 500 base dust catch.
Look at the trainer club making it all positive. Look at him. Look at him. Well, I can't really say on that bombshell if we talk about Stardust. But look, listen, obviously we're not going to see you now for another few weeks. So if you are going to any of the safari zones, have an incredible time.
City and, Safari Coops.
City Safari. City Safari, have an amazing time. I cannot wait to see you boys in person next week. It's going to be amazing. And I've got to say it because we have to. But on that bombshell, we'll see you in a few weeks.